Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence, and it's Insight Calling. It's nearly Christmas, but it's a festive holiday all year round with the Eurovision Song Contest. Coming up, we have a winner at Junior Eurovision, Christmas Jukebox continues, and it's very nearly Merry Fickmas time in Albania. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome one and all to a festive news special from ESC Insight. I mean, I say it's special because we can only do two of these a year when we go, we have a winner, at least at the main thing. Yes, Junior Eurovision came to its conclusion last Sunday and we have an absolutely stonking winner in there. Of course, we can only do the winning one after we get to the main contest as well in May. But other than that, well, we've got quite a busy podcast feed as well. So we've got some special shows for you from Insight to look back on and to look forward to as well, with Christmas Jukebox, some coffee chats, and big, massive, in-depth reviews of Junior. Let's run down those and the news from the last 7 days now. Okay, so there's basically no news about Turin and the contest in May at the moment, apart from the usual reminders of the dates, 10th, 12th and 14th of May. The reminder that tickets are not yet on sale yet, watch the official website. I doubt we're going to see that until March. Hotels will open up and you'll get more options in March as well. A little note on the Rotterdam budget, though, for the contest that happened this year. 19 million euros coming underneath the projected 22.7 million euros that was allocated. Part of that is down to a lack of external factors and things because it was a lockdown Eurovision. So there was no Eurovillage, for example, to put on. The interval acts from March, small one, didn't require as much budget. But at the same time as the budget going underneath, the revenue going to Rotterdam as a city was also lower than expected as well, just 2.8 million euros. Nevertheless, one of the cheaper Eurovisions in recent memories, although it's not quite clear what the costs were incurred with the cancellation in 2020, but that's not something that you would be automatically putting into your sheet and assuming it was going to be cancelled every single year. So, congrats there to all the bookkeepers. Brit Awards, just a quick note there, former Eurovision winners ABBA and current Eurovision winners Måneskin are both up for Best International Group. Given BTS are also in this category, I think the Swedes and Italians are chasing for second place there, but let's see, nostalgia is strong, as is thirst. And in terms of the entry list, nobody's withdrawn. Submissions are closed. We're at 41 countries still for Turin 2022. So, to Junior Eurovision, we have a winner, La Scène Musicale, so one of the closest contests in Junior Eurovision for many, many a year. Armenia winning out over Poland by 6 points, Milena winning with Kami Kame, and Poland's Sarah James in second place with Somebody. Third place went to French singer Enzo singing Tic Tac on home soil to a hugely energetic and enthusiastic crowd. 6 points the margin of victory. That's not many. That's like a 3-point swing on a jury or just a handful more public votes to swing the percentage over there, right down to the last voting call. So the mix of scripting and let's just work out how we're going to announce these working lovely. The show itself, delightful, lots of the budget on show. It was very French. For a lot of people watching, it was almost a classic Eurovision feel, with a snappy opening, straight to the songs, dual language from a host, and generally keeping that pace high to get through the show at a fast clip. Even though it still felt full of content, it still felt like the broadcaster's own show managed to put in enough of France 1's ideas into there so we didn't get a cookie cutter representation of Junior. There are lessons in there, not just for May 2022, but for anybody hosting the contest. You can make it your own and still keep it tight. Anyway, you can watch the contest again on demand, youtube.com/Junior Eurovision is the official channel. You've got that there. You can watch individual live performances, press conferences, rehearsals. All the footage is in there as well. As well as Armenia winning the contest, we also have the Armenian broadcaster AMP-TV confirming it will host next year's Junior Eurovision. So it looks like we are going back to Yerevan following the hosting of Junior in the Ice Palace in 2011. There are a lot of stories coming out of Junior Eurovision. There's a lot of news. There's a lot of analysis to go over, but we're not going to go over it here because we've done a one-hour review of Junior Eurovision as a standalone podcast earlier in the week, hosted by Ben Roberts and a slew of Junior Eurovision experts that goes in-depth into the contest. Just scroll back a little in our feed or go back to the front page of the website and scroll down on the front page to get the link there. Okay, no results to go over this week in the classifieds. Just a reminder, we've got six artists declared. Belgium's Jeremy McKees, Bulgaria's Intelligent Music Project with their song Intention, getting a stumble there. We've got that song already, so there's one song. Second song is Where Are You Now from the Czech Republic's We Are Dummy. So we've got two we can listen to. The other three artists, Circus Marcus, Amara Tenfjord, and S10 in there. Okay, in terms of country news, I'm not going to put another jingle in there. I just feel too quick to do that. Denmark's DR has confirmed that eight songs and artists from Melody Grand Prix are going to be confirmed on February the 10th, ahead of the national final on March the 5th. As you'll hear throughout the rest of the show, March the 5th is proving to be a busy day for national finals. That could be our Super Saturday, with the most shows and most selections going on. More declarations will be happening, so we'll be keeping an eye on that in our diary. Moldova, a return to the national final there, but also the return of the streaming open auditions. An entire day where anyone in the country can get their way to the Chisinau studios and try it for the show in front of both the judges and a live broadcast on Moldova 2's TV channel. That means all the Eurovision community can watch in as the great and the good. It's starting the 29th. It's going to be gloriously bonkers and amazing and bold and cringe and brilliant all in one go. Submissions close 4 to 5 days beforehand on January the 24th. The final is scheduled for March the 5th. Romania, also a return to a national final here as well for a Romanian broadcaster TVR with the Selecția Națională. 94 songs have been submitted. That's been whittled down to 45. So there's going to be two semi-final shows, although it kind of feels more like a quarter-final and a semi-final situation, because that first show, 45 music videos, will be out there. Public can vote on them. Jury will vote on them. 15 from the jury, 5 from the public to get 20. They will go on to the next show to perform and the live, and they'll be going for the 10 slots that are in the grand final after that show. Guess when it is? Yep, March the 5th. In that 45, one name of recognition to those of you who just watched Eurovision, 2013's representative Shazar with It's My Life, the operatic song from then. It's a new song coming in. We got some returning artists who've been at Selecția Națională beforehand, Romeo Zahira, Aldo Biagi, and Alexa. Probably the three worth watching. Slovenia, obviously they're going through their duels in EMA France, which we've talked about previously here on the pod, but broadcaster RTV SLO has confirmed that there were 127 submissions to go into the big artists. 16 of those have been chosen and announced, and they will join the four newcomers from Fres. They'll have two live shows in January to select those four, and those 20 will go forward to the national final. Of note in here, Be Cool, EQL when you're writing it down, finished second in 2017 and second in 2018 in the national finals, denied by the judges. They topped the televote each time, going in there hoping it's third time lucky. And finally, here it's Spain. We've got the 14 acts for Benidorm Festival. They were announced last week. Now we can listen to all the songs. They're up on the broadcaster's website, rtve.es, and you can get some Mediterranean-flavoured music in the middle of the midwinter at the moment. Okay, what have we got around the Insight world? We've got a fair bit this week. As mentioned, we've got Ben Robertson's review of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest as a podcast. If you want to, you can go back one episode and listen to his preview and see how much the team got right. It's pretty solid, has to be said. Whole bundle of articles last week. One of the big ones there, I think, is going to be charting the return of Armenia to Eurovision since its appearance in Tel Aviv 2019, as well as Milena's appearance as well, due to appear at Junior 2020. But that fell through as well for geopolitical reasons. But she finally made it this year. It's well worth a read. We've got another chat over coffee podcast podcast, this time with Kev F. Sutherland, the man behind the Eurovision Pop Stars Colouring Book. Nice little Amazon gift there if you're looking for something more for the Eurovision fan in your life. And mixed in with all of that, of course, is Eurovision's Christmas Jukebox. It's myself and the team all get together to listen to a whole bundle of Christmas songs. Festive songs, they're all about Christmas, from Eurovision artists and decide how many presents they're going to get under the tree. No hit misses or maybes this time around, given that it's a bit festive. It's all about the giving and the receiving as well. Media-wise, yeah, I'd still say you look, Junior Eurovision's up to watch again. If you're looking for something just to sit down and just have there running and you're bored of White Christmas, then youtube.com/Junior Eurovision to watch that again. In terms of dates for your diaries, well, of course, it's Albania's selection next week. Well, strictly speaking, it's not their selection. It's Festivali i Kenyas, and whoever wins goes to the song contest. But they can revamp the song. Sometimes they change to a completely different song. So it's a national final, but not quite a name. Anyway, semi-final one Monday the 27th, semi-final two Tuesday the 28th, and the grand final Wednesday the 29th of December. We will have another name, and 99.95% sure we'll have another song to add into our playlist next week, which will take us to three Eurovision songs for Turin in 2022. If you want to get a song in there, North Macedonia submissions close on January the 16th, Ukraine's close on January the 10th, you need to get your forms in if you're going for Moldova by January the 24th. And there we go. That is your festive news for the week. We should have another one in, we will have another one next week because we've got Albania to go over, and that'll be our last Insight News pod for the calendar year. But we're in the middle of the season right now. It's hotting up. We've got songs, we've got artists, we've got selections, we've got dates, all pointing towards Turin in 2022. Stay with us. The journey is going to be awesome, and we're going to be there every step of the way for you. But for now, stay safe, masks, hands, keep them washing, all of that stuff. Find the people you love, tell them you love them. It's a great time of year for some. It can be a bit tricky for others, so do keep an eye on everybody else. Be kind. Ta-ra for now. Cue the guitars. This week's ESC Insight News podcast was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence and the team at ESC Insight, www.escinsight.com, and you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/ESC Insight.